Blog Talk Radio.
John L. Brown, author and filmmaker, native of Lake Charles, Louisiana, is taking his expose on race relations in America, Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, to another level by doing a documentary entitled The Mentally Blind in America. The documentary will open the viewer's eyes to homelessness, poverty, hunger, the real rules of the criminal justice system, and other poverty-related issues that challenge underemployed, unemployed, and homeless people in American post-recession. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary, will enlighten people of color and people in poverty on how to restore their credit rating and expunge their criminal records. The Mentally Blind in America, a documentary coming this fall. Real people, real stories. The Mentally Blind, Open Your Eyes, a documentary on race, poverty, the recession's aftermath, and more. Follow our post on Facebook's The Mentally Blind in America. The Mentally Blind in America.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the talk show Uplifting Communities with John and Ms. J.
Hey.
And I'm going to tell you, we got a good show for you guys today. I mean, a great show with Miss Kathleen Anderson. I mean, this lady here is doing some amazing work. But before we go on, I'm going to ask Miss J if she don't mind taking the pleasure on bringing Miss Kathleen Anderson on air with us today.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you're listening by phone, all you have to do is press 1 to join the conversation. And if you're listening online, just remember you just dial 607-203-5336 and select that 1 and join the conversation. So thank you for joining us. And welcome, Kathleen Anderson. I love her because she has the same name as my sister. I got to say it because it just makes me, it tickles me. But this is not my sister. And Kathleen is doing some great things in the community. But before we get started talking about her designs and her blogs and all the great things she's doing, Kathleen, take a few moments to tell the audience just a little bit about you so they get to know you.
Hello, everyone, and good afternoon. Happy Sunday. So my name is Kathleen Anderson. I am a wife of almost 10 years, have an anniversary coming up. I am a mother of five. I have four beautiful, interesting, and amazing kids who are here home with me, and I have one beautiful angel who is up in heaven watching over us all. I'm an only child to my mother and father who adopted me at the age of 3 weeks old. I love them dearly and am forever grateful to them for giving me a second chance at a family and life. And I am just a very blessed person. God has brought me through many, many tests and trials at a very early age. I am not very old, 35, and have seen and done and experienced a lot, including the death of a child. And so I'm very thankful to God for all of the things he's done for me, and I honor him by giving back. I love to speak. I love to create. I've been blessed with so many talents, and I've been definitely putting them to work and honoring him because of the talents that he's blessed. I do a lot. I love to talk. I'm very personable, and that's me.
Hey, that's enough, right? That's enough.
Yeah.
You do quite a bit of things. You're an artist. You're a self-taught artist, which is really great. I try to be. I've made some paintings, but I would not really call it art, but it's my art. But you're a designer. You're a blogger. You're a self-published author, and you motivate and you consult. You know, everything that you do is giving is in the form of giving. So I know you empower women. Let's talk about that. You know, you have a T-shirt line and merchandise and things like that. What type of information do you share with the women that you empower?
You know, my way of empowering women is to just help them realize their potential. help them to realize that they're special. God made every woman to be very special in his sight. We're very honorable. We can bring kids into the world. You know, I love to motivate mothers. I feel that sometimes as mothers, we begin to lose our way and lose sense of ourselves. We get wrapped into our daily life and taking care of everyone else. And so I motivate women, motivate mothers, motivate girls just to reach their fullest potential, to realize their purpose, and just to be great because God made us to be great.
Absolutely. That was something we had last week on Mother's Day. We talked about that a little bit, about don't lose yourself, because it is so easy to lose yourself, especially when you're a single mom. You really get, because you're playing dual roles, and you just get lost. You get so lost. You don't even know what really makes you happy anymore.
And, that's right.
So when you talk about that, that's really important, because I like to say, because a lot of times we as moms think if we are not given 150%, as long as we get 1%, we're doing great, and that's not healthy for us, because we're not giving ourselves our best. So we really are not giving our best because we are not at our best.
That's right. That's right. I agree 100%.
Yes. And also, Kathleen, you have a book out called Virtues, A Virtuous Journey. Now, I know about the virtuous woman, but explain to the people about your book, The Virtuous Journey. I mean, that's a powerful name. That's very powerful.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So I have to give a little bit of insight into what brought me to write A Virtuous Journey. I would say about 2 years ago, I started realizing that exactly what we were just talking about, I had lost my way. So me as a woman, I was giving so much of myself, and I was at the point where I didn't know who I was anymore. I didn't know what I was doing anymore. Yeah, and so it got really bad. And, May is Mental Health Month, and so I'm going to share that I do suffer from anxiety, and I have suffered from depression, especially after the loss of the child, and had never really dealt with it because, I kind of succumbed to that stigma that, mental health, mental illnesses, that's just a bunch of hoopla or whatever. And I'm
right.
And the funny thing is, my degree, is in a psychology field. So for me to have been on both sides of it, I was just like, man, what do I do in this situation? And I allowed it to get to a point where it got really bad. And I knew that I had to restructure myself. And I had to realize that, God places people on earth to help us. And whether that's a doctor or a therapist, he to utilize these people to help us, as well as praying for help and reading our Bible and studying the Word. And so I got to the point where I said, okay, I need to heal myself. And that's what I did. I dove into praying and reading and trying to become a better person, trying to grab hold of my mental state. I went to some therapy, and it was really good for me. And one day I was sitting down, and I thought about a virtuous woman. And I said, wow, God really laid out a plan for women. And I said, this is where I need to look at, and I need to pray reading these scriptures, and I need to regain control of myself and learn my purpose. And so as I was going through this journey, different prayers I was praying, I had been working on books. I have a few books that'll come later, but I stopped and started writing A Virtuous Journey because it is really a book to help women find their purpose. Because the virtuous woman, it lays out the purpose that God placed us here for. And so Virtuous Journey is a book of 12 prayers, very simple prayers. They're meant to be base prayers So you pray them and you add on to them and put your personal self into them, and just ask for God to allow you to live a life of virtue. You know, I think sometimes we get wrapped up in trying to be perfect, and we're not perfect. And God never meant us to be perfect. And
Amen.
So, but we can be virtuous. And virtuous is just living a good life, being a good person and a better person. So that's what a virtuous journey is about, and that's how it came about. So
really that's really awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, and I remember when I was, you know, I think most women go through different phases of their life where they, you know, like you said, you get the reconnecting of self, finding self, rediscovering self, healing self. I think most women go through that phase. The ones that are really working on their personal growth, you know, because you can easily just dismiss it because it's work.
That's
you know,
right.
And I think that you having a book like that is really a great tool, because I didn't have your book, but I remember there were certain prayers that I was certain scriptures. I would, when they said I would say Jackie. I would put my name in there because
wow.
I needed that. And so to hear that you have created something for other people to do that, and I'm going to tell you, it is so powerful when you place your name in that prayer.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I'm not just talking like hoogla, you know, trying to, you know, boost her book up or whatever. I'm telling you, when you put your name in that prayer and you take out I and you say, you put your name in that prayer, you claim that. You're taking responsibility.
That's
because when you put your name in there, that means you're making that agreement. It's a
That's
different
right.
kind of
You're right.
Care.
You're right, Ms. J. You're 100% right. You know, wow. I just, you know, I love what you say. And also, you mentioned something when you was letting the people know a little bit about you, you know, that you was adopted at the age of
mm-hmm.
3. You know, tell the audience how that feel. I mean, you know, because I'm quite sure, you know, that had some of the things to do with your success in life by being adopted. And the reason I'm asking you that is because, you know, I grew up without a mother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I lived with different people and stuff like that. So, you know, how did you... Being adopted, how did you cope with that? You know, if you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to, but, you know.
You know, I love to talk about it, actually. When I first learned, my mom told me at a very early age, I had to be maybe in kindergarten, and she said, honey, I want to tell you something. She said, when you were a baby, she said, you had another mom that gave birth to you, and she said, and she couldn't take care of you, so mommy and daddy, we came and we got you so we could take care of you. And when she first told me, I could remember back. You know, it's strange because sometimes we can't remember everything from our childhood, but it's certain pieces of memories that we have that we can vividly remember. And when she told me, I remember looking at her and saying, wow, that is so cool. I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I remember going back to school the next day and saying, hey, I'm really cool because I'm adopted.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so,
but they
know,
made it cool. They made it cool because you know what she said? We chose you. That means you're
that's
special.
Right. That's right. That's right. And so, you know, I thought that exactly what you said. I thought I was special. I was like, yes, you know, my picked me, you know, and I'm like, I'm excited about it. And as I started growing up back in Louisiana on Channel 10 News, there used to be a segment that would play on Wednesdays called Wednesday's Child. And they would showcase some of the kids that were in foster care who needed a home and who needed to be adopted. And I remember when I got a little older, maybe middle school age, I would watch that and I would cry. And my mom asked me one day, she said, baby, why are you crying? I said, Mom, I said, look at all these kids that need a home. And I said, wow. I said, I'm really blessed. I grew up in the church, so I knew that had to be what you call a blessing. And I'm
right,
like,
right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, but why are you crying? I said, I'm so sad. And she's like, why? I said, because what about all of them? Can we take them to?
Oh my God.
She was like, no, we can't, baby. But, you know, we can pray that they find a home, too. And I was like, yes, that's what I'm going to do. And I was like, man, you know, it changed to another level. When I got in high school and I started learning a little bit more about exactly what happened, then I went to my mom and I said, Mom, I said, why wasn't wanted? And she said, oh, baby, she said, you know, she said, sometimes people have children and they just can't take care of them for some reason. And I said, but Mom, that's sad. I said, if I have kids, I would not ever want to give them away. And she said, yeah, I understand. She said, but you know what? She said, I love you, and you're not going anywhere. We're going to keep you. And I was like, yeah, that's right. But, you know, as the time went on, I started learning more and more, and then it became really difficult for me because in the back of my head, all I could do was think about I wasn't wanted. And I think after I had my first child and experienced childbirth and realized that I was so protective, I wouldn't ever have wanted anything to happen to him. I wouldn't want him to go anywhere without me. Then I started really thinking about, wow, how could you have the strength to give up a child? So then it got really difficult for me because on one hand, I was so blessed because I had a family and there are so many kids who don't. And then on the other hand, I couldn't understand how somebody could make a decision to give someone away.
Yeah.
So I was fighting both sides. And I
did you come to a realization that too, that every that there's sometimes there's circumstances beyond their control as well. You know, because the reason why I say that because I know someone experienced a similar abandonment issue, like, and it took her a while to really come to understanding that even though she could not have done it, that person at that time and where their mindset was, that was all they knew. You know, and I think sometimes we got to really remember that we're in a certain mindset and growth in our life, right? And maybe that person was not there, even though they could have been our same age or younger,
mm-hmm.
they were not there. You know, you know what I'm saying? So we do things according to our knowledge and experience.
Right.
I don't ever think that any mother that gives of her child does it to hurt the kid. I think a lot of times they think that's the only way that's the only thing they can do for them. And I think, you know, for kids, that has to be so hard to digest that and process that and understand that. And then you talk about how, you know, you were overprotective with your son, you know, and when he first came in. So all those things play a part because we got to understand the whole picture, you know what I mean? You got your side, they have their side, and somewhere along the line we have to get in that middle where to say we can forgive and move on because, like you said, it affects your present.
It does.
Right. And, also, I want to remind the audience that if you want to ask Kathleen a question or elaborate on something, please press 1. Okay. And also, Kathleen, I guess with you, your experience that you had when you was a young person and a young adult, well, then that leads you to something that's very important into the communities. Right now, you are doing one of the leaders for the Girl Scouts, and explain to the audience how important that is for the communities.
Yes, definitely. So, Girl Scouts of America. I am a troop leader, and it is a really, really rewarding thing for me. Girl Scouts is an organization that builds courage, confidence, and character in girls, in young girls, to you know, to help them to help make the world a better place. And I was a Girl Scout when I was a kid, and I was ever grateful. my leader for teaching me different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give back in that way. It's so rewarding being able to help these girls to be courageous and to have confidence in themselves. It's so rewarding, and it's so important these days. Especially,
yes.
You know, I'm an African-American woman, and you don't see very many black kids in Girl Scouts. It's a shame because, you know, every young girl should be able to experience that. And I think that some of them just don't have the opportunity. It's not a big presence in their communities, and it's a shame. But if you go to girlscouts.org, please put in your zip code, find a troop near you, and learn about it at least. Learn about it. It is so rewarding to girls learn how to camp, how to cook, how to be business women. It's
yes,
amazing. Amazing opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's
that,
amazing.
That is
great.
And also you have your own business, which you're a designer, and also you not only a designer, you design like jewelry. And tell the audience what, because you are also a writer and a painter, ain't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Tell the audience a little bit about that, okay?
Yes, so that's my many talents that I was blessed with. I'm a self-taught artist. So I do portrait drawings, and I paint. I do some graphic designs on the computer as well. I'm a writer. I have poetry. I have songs. I do a song. I'm a songwriter. I sing. I have my book out, and I have another one getting ready to be published in the next month or so. And
wow.
Yeah, and so I'm a jewelry designer, self-taught with that as well. I designed T-shirts, and so I have my T-shirt line that just came out, and it's called Inspire Tees, and it's wear inspiration. So, you know, wake up in the morning, feel inspired, put an Inspire Tee on, and, you know, wear your inspiration, show the world that you're inspired. And I
right.
have my natural bath and body products that have recently launched as well. And so I have bath bombs and soaps and body scrubs, and they're all natural and really, really nice.
Right.
Well, I'm
going
to come
well,
with you. You got it going on.
Yeah, I mean, she got it going on. Well, I'm going to tell the audience, well, I met Kathleen Anderson over in Las Vegas over at an event with Desiree Jackson. Desiree Jackson, she was the lady that played young Celia in Color Purple.
Yes.
And and so, but me and Kathleen, we was talking, and she said, well, I met you before. And I said, where you met me before at? That's when she told me, and I said, oh yeah, you the lady that was doing all the had all the jewelry and taking all the clients, and and she just started laughing. But, I mean, you know, it was a pleasure to meet you over there, and that event was so nice. It was really, really nice. Yeah, and I am so glad that she came on the show. But, you know, the biggest thing that I really like what you're doing, Kathleen, is that Girl Scouts. I know you book is really good, and I would, you know, advise anyone to go and try to, you know, look you up after the show and see if they can get one of those books. But, and that
yes.
Girl Scout, y'all, please, there's so many organizations that came to on this talk show, and none of them is doing the Girl Scout thing. None of them. And they always having meetings, you know, for young girls and things of that nature. But they never talk about Girl Scouts. You know, but anyway, we have a couple of callers, okay? And I'm gonna let one. Y'all want to let them in?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, caller. State your name and where you're calling from.
Texas County, Texas.
Okay.
I have a question for Ms. Kathleen.
Okay.
Ms. Kathleen, can you talk a little bit about how the environment and area that you grew up in may have affected your motivation to help others and do as many things that you're doing right now?
Oh, definitely. So I grew up in Mamou, Louisiana, very small town where, in my opinion, there was still some prejudice. Growing up there definitely plays a part in me wanting to give back. Matter of fact, there's so much that I would love to go back and do once I'm in the position to do it there in my hometown. I see, you know, a lot of kids were not motivated. So a lot of the people that I grew up with, they never left. They're still there.
Mm-hmm.
They're struggling in their positions and, you know, they're making their life based around, you know, that small town living. They don't expand their thinking, and it's kind of bad. It is bad. And so that alone motivates me to do the things I'm doing and to make it to better places to where I can go back there and motivate some of these kids that are coming up now to do better and to expand their thought process and expand their wants. I was telling someone the other day how we had so many great basketball players and they didn't go anywhere. And, you know, it's a shame. It's because we didn't have those people motivating them and inspiring them to do big things.
Right. Okay, we got one more caller. We got about 3 minutes left on the show. We're going to let another caller in, and then Ms. J can start closing out. Hello, caller, state your name and where you calling from.
Hi, hey, how y'all doing? This is Andrew Finch from Longview, Texas. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, we're here.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Okay, we're doing fine.
Yeah, I want to know about your products, your body soaps and stuff. What kind of soaps do you have? You have soaps for men also?
I do. I have a moisturizer that's going to be loaded probably tonight. And it is an oil moisturizer for men.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. It's an oil moisturizer for men, and it's really nice. It's manly scented, and so definitely check it out. Again, all of my products are all natural. They're made with essential oils and natural carrier oils, and so the men can also use the soap. I have some soap made with a honey base, again, all natural, and that'll be loaded tonight. I have some my body scrub. They're all men friendly, and the bath bombs are too. So definitely check
all right.
it out again.
Almost definitely
good.
Will.
Oh, okay. We're gonna have everything posted on the website. I'm sorry to cut you off, Andrew, but we only got 1 minute left on the show. Okay, and I'm gonna ask Ms. J to start closing out.
Well, absolutely. First of all, thank everybody for calling and asking questions. Kathleen, it was a pleasure to have you. Thank you for giving back. Thank you for empowering. Really do appreciate it, and it was a pleasure to have you. If you have one positive thing to say before we go, I'm going to let you say that as we close out.
Be inspired.
Absolutely.
Seek inspiration and be inspired.
Absolutely. And Mr. John L. Brown.
Oh, yes, I want to tell Kathleen thanks a lot for coming on the show, and God
Thank
bless
you.
And we got to bring you back on one day. Okay, with that said, Ms. J, finish and close us out.
Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful evening, and have a great week. Peace and blessings. Good
Peace
night.
And blessings to you guys. Good night.
Good night.